Lawyers for a federal prisoner scheduled to be put to death next month are asking a judge to halt the execution because the prisoner has Alzheimer's disease and schizophrenia. Wesley Perkey's lawsuit was filed this week in Washington. His execution is scheduled for December 13th. The suit alleges that Perkey is not competent enough to be executed. His lawyers say the 67-year-old's condition is so far progressed that he doesn't understand why he would face the death penalty. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Authorities say a 32-year-old man was struck and killed while walking along the Kansas Turnpike. Troopers were called just before 6 a.m. Wednesday to the report of a person lying in the roadway on I-35 north of Emporia. Troopers arrived and found the man had been hit by a vehicle and died at the scene. He has been identified as Brandon Henderson of Wichita. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the 53-year-old driver is cooperating with law enforcement. It's not known why Henderson was walking along the interstate. A Shawnee County judge has appointed a state agency to take control of premises used by a Kansas man who is temporarily banned from conducting autopsies. Attorney General Derek Schmidt said in a statement the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will conduct an inventory of the biological samples believed to be human remains that were stored by 37-year-old Sean Parcells, a self-taught pathology assistant with no formal education. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News. A man accused of providing to companies workers in the U.S. illegally has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for conspiring to harbor those people. Juan Sanchez Delgado of Mexico was sentenced this week along with his wife, Magdalena Castro Benitez. She had served as her husband's money manager and was sentenced to 30 months. He was among more than a dozen business owners and managers originally indicted for fraud and money laundering in August of 2018. An Omaha man whose four-month-old son died of a brain injury has been accused of abuse resulting in death. Douglas County court records say the charge against 35-year-old Kevin Clayton was filed this week after the death of Lagan Clayton on Saturday. Kevin Clayton originally was charged with intentional child abuse resulting in serious injury. Clayton is being held in the Douglas County Jail pending $2 million bond. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks trucks on the lot. Financing available and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
For KNDY, I'm Ben Keller. The American Legion Auxiliary is celebrating its 100th birthday this Saturday, and today we're joined by Marysville's Auxiliary Post President Diane Troller. Diane, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, glad to be here.
Before we talk about the celebration on Saturday, let's talk a little bit about the Auxiliary. What does it do, and why was it started?
Well, the Auxiliary was started by the Legion, American Legion, and our post was organized in June the 5th of 1922. Along with the American Legion. And the Auxiliary is there to support the veterans. Our post here, we make our money by sponsoring the bingo stand when they play bingo. And that's how we make our money. And then we sponsor the American Legion Girls State. And we also donate to the high school after prom party, the community Thanksgiving dinner, we donate to that. And the American Legion baseball, we make the pies and desserts for that. And then we send gifts to the Veterans Administration Hospital in Topeka, where the veterans can come in and pick out gifts for their immediate families. This is a wonderful program that they have. And then we also sponsored Santa and goodie bags for the children's Christmas party. And then we also take goodie bags to some of our older members, Legion and Auxiliary members, who don't get out very much. There's many other things we do, but right offhand, that's all I can think of right now. So we keep the ladies really busy. We meet on the first Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock at the post home. If anybody would like to join the Auxiliary, they can get a hold of us also. We're always looking for new members.
Definitely does sound like you're very, very busy and do some great things. So let's talk about this Saturday. What's all planned for the birthday celebration?
We're getting together around 7 o'clock, and they're going to have some snacks and cupcakes. Then we're going to hand out awards probably around 7:30 or so. We're handing out awards for anyone who's been in the Legion for over 10 years. We're going to give out 10, 20, 25, and then over 25, we're going to give out awards to everyone. And our longest continuous membership, Cheryl Temple Conaway, and she had 72 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, yeah, I think she was signed up when she was a baby. We hope that a lot of the people that are local will come up and join us, and then the Legion Riders are going to have a dance at 9 o'clock.
Well, that sounds great. I'm really excited, and like you said, it's for a great cause. We are talking with Diane Troller. She is with the Marysville American Legion Auxiliary. She's the president. Diane, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, and you're always welcome to come up and play bingo on Tuesday night.
Oh, no, you ladies are too brutal for me.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. Bye.
For KNDY, I'm Ben Keller.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents! Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
Helmer Applegarth of Washington County passed away Friday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Charlotte Eileen Gundelfinger, age 85, of Marysville, passed away November 20th. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date for Eileen Gundelfinger. Marcia Husa, age 79, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Monday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment in the Odell Check Cemetery. Registration book available Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Marcia Husa.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike.
like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Main Street Beatrice invites you to shop downtown Beatrice during Small Business Saturday. Check out some great deals and explore what Beatrice has to offer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today, areas of showers and a few thunderstorms, high of 42. Tonight, cloudy, areas of showers and storms, low near 38. High of 54 on Saturday. Increasing clouds, strong south to southwest winds. Saturday night, mainly cloudy, low near 29, gusty west winds. Sunday, mainly cloudy, high near 37. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 21. High of 44 on Monday, mainly sunny. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 28. High of 54 on Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, mainly clear, low near 29. High of 53 on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 29. High of 48 on Thursday, lots of clouds, occasional sun. Thursday night, partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of seeing some rain and some snow, low near 32. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature late November 49, the average low 26. Sunset this evening at 5:02, sunrise in the morning at 7:25.
Are you hungry and a little old burger just won't do?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Are you hungry and don't have a lot of time to wait? Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Get in and get out and get a great meal with all the fixings. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Think local and shop small this Small Business Saturday. Marysville Main Street and the Marysville Chamber of Commerce remind you to shop the Marysville Merchants Saturday 9 to noon with specials, live music with a DJ, prizes every half hour with over $500 in Chamber Buck giveaways, discounts, and fun. This Small Business Saturday, shop downtown Marysville. Think local and shop small this weekend. Small Business Saturday is a great way to support your local merchants. This reminder from United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Technologies, and Heritage Inn Express.
Save up to $400 on select Sealy hybrid mattresses with adjustable bases at Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. Hybrid mattresses combine traditional springs and memory foam for a great blend of comfort and support for a better rest, and a better rest means a better day. Save up to $400 on Sealy mattresses and adjustable bases now through December 3rd at Sheer Quality Furniture. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. 116 North 5th Street in Beatrice and at SheerQualityFurniture.com.
Make Pinecrest Tree Farm part of your Christmas traditions. Bring the family to pick the perfect tree. With thousands of the freshest trees in the area, you're sure to find the right tree for your home. Make sure to stop by the Holiday Shop, where they have walls of handmade Christmas wreaths and garlands, along with rooms of Christmas crafts, and plenty of hot apple cider for those cold winter days. Get in a flurry of the Christmas spirit with Pinecrest Tree Farm, located on Highway 77 in Blue Springs, Nebraska. Open every day from 9 a.m. until dark. You can also find them online at pinecresttreefarm.com.
The Saints are marching into the playoffs. Hey, this is Brian Clark reporting on sports. The New Orleans defense sacked Matt Ryan 9 times, and Taysom Hill got into the end zone twice as the Saints clinched the NFC South with a Thanksgiving win over the Falcons.
Taysom Hill out of the gun. He's going to take off with it, and he's off to the races. 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
On WWL, New Orleans won 26-18. Earlier Thursday, the Bills got the best of the Cowboys 26-15 to win their first Thanksgiving game in 44 years. College football, it was a wild ending at the Egg Bowl after Ole Miss player Elijah Moore was flagged for excessive celebration after scoring a touchdown with 4 seconds left. As a result, the point after to tie the game was pushed back 15 yards, as heard on ESPN.
The kick is up!
And that was it. Mississippi State won 21-20. This is ABC Sports. Back to Thanksgiving Day football, Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears drove 90 yards downfield to score the winning touchdown as they tamed the Lions in Detroit.
Snap back to Trubisky, looking to throw over the middle, end zone, touchdown, he uncovered David Montgomery for six, the Bears have the lead.
On WBBM, that gave Chicago the lead with just over 2 minutes left, 24-20 the final. Two big upsets in college hoops. Unranked Michigan used a 19-0 run in the second half to knock off number 6 North Carolina 73-64. Number 14 Arizona needed some last-second heroics to prevent an upset at the hands of Pepperdine.
Here's Mannion the other way. Mannion drives. Mannion runs it off the glass and good. 2.1 left.
From Learfield, Nico Mannion's bucket to give the Wildcats a 93-91 lead with 2 seconds left. That was the final. Earlier in the day, number 8 Gonzaga came out on top in a matchup of two ranked teams, beating 11th-ranked Oregon 73-72 in overtime. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Axed Illegals in the 8-man Division II state championship faced the Osborne Bulldogs Saturday at 3. 2:30 pregame coverage live on KNDY-FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Weather challenges, trade tensions, and long-term financial struggles continue to make life difficult for the U.S. agriculture sector. Wall Street Journal says those headwinds are forcing an increasing number of farmers and ranchers to take on high-interest loans from lenders outside the ag sector just to stay in business. The more traditional farm banks are offering less money and placing tighter restrictions on their loans. That's forcing cash-strapped farmers to go to other lending sources for the capital they need to stay afloat. Financial service providers that are less regulated can offer significant help to producers, but those loans can be treacherous to farmers that fall behind with interest rates twice those charged by the more typical ag lender. Heath Job, a farmer from Arkansas, recently lost a crop to dry weather. His loan payments carried a 9% interest rate and piled up quickly, while his request for a new loan was rejected. Producers increasingly falling behind on their loans and putting a squeeze on ag lenders as well. Farmers face about $416 billion in debt this year, the highest number since the 80s. Dean Foods, a 94-year-old milk producer, has filed bankruptcy. The largest milk producer in the country struggling as Americans no longer are drinking as much milk from cows. This year been especially difficult for the company as sales dropped 7% in the first half of this year with profits falling 14% and Dean Foods stock has lost 80% of its value. The company manufactures some of the more recognizable milk and dairy products in the country like Land O'Lakes and Organic Valley. The company blames its struggles on declining consumption in white milk. Company debt also has made it difficult for Dean Foods to fund all of its workers' pensions. Another concern, Walmart used to be their largest customer. Now Walmart has their own dairy plant. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Good morning, I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A bill introduced in the House of Representatives last week will help more farm families continue operating their farms after the death of a loved one. It's called the Preserving Family Farms Act of 2019. The legislation will give more families hope they can hold on to their farm when a loved one passes away. The bill modernizes the special use valuation provision of the estate tax. The valuation allows the property to be appraised as farmland rather than its development value when determining estate taxes. Increasing the amount of farmland or ranch land that can be valued at agriculture value rather than development
value would help protect family-owned farm and ranch businesses by assessing estate taxes on the actual value of the businesses they've spent decades building. AFB President Zippy Duvall says, "We strongly urge members of the House to co-sponsor this important bill." He also mentions farm and ranch families often face a significant financial burden when they have to pay estate taxes. He says farm families should be able to pay based on how their land is used rather than its potential value as commercial property like a shopping center. In Harvest News, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the cotton is ahead of the five-year average.
Moving to the south, the U.S. cotton harvest 78% complete on November 24th. That is ahead of the five-year average of 74% and significantly ahead of last year's 68%. We see, despite some showers in recent weeks, some really good harvest progress in most areas. The state furthest behind on harvest compared to average is Missouri, 91%. Five-year average is 96% of the cotton harvested on November 24th. Texas, the number one production state, had a good week, open weather, and now 68% of the cotton harvested in Texas, well ahead of the five-year average. Well ahead of the five-year average of 61%.
For USDA's meteorologist Brad Rippey, I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. More tax talk today with CPA Paul Niefer after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The 2017 Tax Act made a lot of changes to the tax code, some good and others not so good, and some things just weren't addressed altogether, including estate planning. Paul Niefer is a CPA who specializes in agriculture.
The one item that really was changed is the fact that the lifetime exclusion that a person can be worth either during lifetime or at death and not owe any estate tax or gift tax has been doubled. Starting in 2020, it's $11,580,000. So for a married couple, that's $23 million roughly of value. And if we do a little bit of estate planning, we could probably exempt close to $35 million of value and have the family escape estate taxes. But that disappears in about 6 years. It's going to drop back down to the current $5.5-6 million level by then.
So don't sit on your hands too long on that one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Paul, you're on the road a lot through Farming America, talking to farmers about the tax code, the changes, how to best cope with those. What are some of the problems or concerns that you are hearing the most?
Oh, I think concerns is certainly, now it isn't really tax related. It's more, you know, cash flow. What happens, and part of it has been self-inflicted from a tax standpoint. What has happened is in the past they have borrowed money to reduce their taxes, and now the bank is requiring them to pay that money back, and then that creates additional taxable income, which creates additional tax. Then they have to sell more, which creates more taxes. So, you know, that's one, I think, especially Midwest farmers that had really good times in the late 2000s and, through about 2013, They've had really tough years for the last 5 years. That's starting to compound itself. I see that happening more and more. Part of the problem, I think, when times are good is that, you know, the assumption was that they were going to stay good. And we know farming is always cyclical. You have about 5 to 7 really good years in a 30-year period. You have 5 to 7 really bad years. And then you're going to have the rest are going to be what I call mediocre years. And, you know, right now, hopefully, we're coming maybe to the end of the really bad years. I just don't know on that. So that's what they're concerned about.
Paul Niefer, a CPA specializing in agriculture, he puts up a blog a couple of times a week at farmcpatoday.com. farmcpatoday.com, and you can email him through that site. Back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and Fashion Direct are featuring Black Friday deals and Small Business Saturday specials. Buy one, get one half off men's and women's shirts, 20% off boots, excluding rubber boots, 15% off Carhartt tees and hoodies, 15% off all men's and women's jeans, and 20% off kids' toys with lots of new toys in stock. Like us on Facebook for more details on Black Friday deals and Small Business Saturday this weekend at Valley Vet Supply and Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Mid-America Network Sports. The New Orleans Saints are the NFC South champions for the third consecutive year following a victory over the Falcons in Atlanta. Taysom Hill and the New Orleans defense highlighted a 26-18 victory against the Falcons. Mitchell Trubisky tossed a 3-yard scoring pass to David Montgomery with 2:17 remaining to send the Bears to their third win in 4 games, 24-20 over the Lions. The Buffalo Bills have fortified their postseason chances by earning their first Thanksgiving Day victory in 44 years. Josh Allen threw for a touchdown and ran for another as the Bills knocked off the Dallas Cowboys 26-15. Dallas is 6-6 following its sixth loss in 9 games. The Eagles can catch the Cowboys for the first place in the NFL East by defeating the Dolphins in Miami on Sunday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's that time of the year when we all give thanks, and Midwest Kia wants to thank all our loyal customers. What's that mean to you? How about employee pricing on every new Kia model in stock? 125% of Black Book value for your trade, and in the spirit of Black Friday, we'll double the manufacturer's rebate on every in-stock Black Kia. And of course, you still get the amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And during the month of November, every Friday is Black Friday. Show up at Midwest Kia at 9 a.m. sharp. We'll have doorbuster cash cars priced as low as $500, plus doorbuster prizes like flat-screen TVs. Check out MidwestKia.com for a list of doorbuster vehicles and special prizes each week. Wow! Employee pricing, the most money for your trade, double rebates on Black Kias, and Friday doorbusters starting as low as $500. We are very thankful at Midwest Kia, where we always say,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
In men's top 25 basketball, North Carolina is the latest top 10 team to suffer its first loss of the season. Eli Brooks matched his career high with 24 points, and Michigan advanced to the battle for Atlanta's championship game by surprising the sixth-ranked Tar Heels 73-64. Fifth-ranked Maryland won 76-69 over Temple. Eighth-ranked Gonzaga won 73-72 over number 11 Oregon. And number 13 Seton Hall hammered Southern Miss 81-56 in the battle for Atlantis. Number four, Kansas outlasted Dayton 90-84 in the Maui Invitational Championship game on Wednesday. Coming up next, Kansas hosts Colorado on December 7th. Bradley beat Kansas 73-60 also on Wednesday night. Up next, Kansas State will return home on Monday to play Florida A&M. I'm Stephanie Austin.
K-State fans, bring the whole family to Manhattan this Thanksgiving weekend as Coach Klieman and your Wildcats take on the Iowa State Cyclones in the final game of the regular season. Tickets start at just $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Arrive early as we honor the seniors and finish off your Thanksgiving weekend with this classic Big 12 North matchup between the Wildcats and the Cyclones. Go Cats!
Axed Illegals in the 8-man Division II State Championship face the Osborne Bulldogs Saturday at 3. 2:30 pregame coverage live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
We've all got friends who document every life experience on social media. They'll be sharing like crazy this weekend. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 29th, the 333rd day of the year. Sportscaster Vin Scully has a birthday, and writer C.S. Lewis was born on this day in 1898. This is the weekend that Christmas tree shopping traditionally kicks into high gear. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, more and more Americans have been choosing live over artificial trees, and they credit the millennial generation with an affinity for natural.